Chasing Extreme Planetary Architectures, IHD 196885 AB, A Super Jupiter Dancing with Two Stars, by G. Chauvin et al. Planets in binaries are unique architectures for testing predictions of planetary formation and evolution theories in very hostile environments. We use the IRDIS dual band imager of Sphere at VLT and the Speckle Interferometric Camera HRCAM of SOAR to acquire high angular resolution images of HD 196885 AB between 2015 and 2020. Radial velocity observations have been extended over almost 40 years, extending the radial velocity measurements HD 196885A and resolving both the binary companion and the inner giant planet HD 196885AB. Finally, we took advantage of the exquisite astrometric precision of the dual field mode of VLTI, gravity, down to 30 mu, to monitor the relative position of HD 196885A and B to search for the 3.6 years astrometric wobble of the circumprimary planet, a flat imprinted on the binary separation. Our observations enable to accurately constrain the orbital properties of the binary HD 196885AB, seen on an inclined and retrograde orbit, IAB equals 120.43 deg, with a semi-major axis of 19.780, and an eccentricity of 0.417. The gravity measurements confirm for the first time the nature of the inner planet HD 196885A flat by rejecting all families of pole-on solutions in the stellar or brown dwarf masses. The most favored island of solutions is associated with a Jupiter-like planet, MAB equals 3.39 MJUP, with moderate eccentricity, EAAAB equals 0.44, and inclination close to 143.04 deg. This result points toward a significant mutual inclination, phi equals 24.36 deg, between the orbital planes, relative to the star, of the binary companion B in the planet A flat. Our dynamical simulations indicate that the system is dynamically stable over time. Eccentricity and mutual inclination variations could be expected for moderate von Zippele-Kozai-Lidov cycles that may affect the inner planet. This was Chasing Extreme Planetary Architectures, IHD 196885 AB, A Super Jupiter Dancing with Two Stars, by G. Chauvin et al.